Pin Oak Parkway in Avon Lake. It is Manufacturing Month, and every year Lorain County Chamber of Commerce, Lorain County Community College, a lot of the educational and organizations that work and businesses as well work to provide the people, the staff, the different manufacturing elements that take place in Lorain County. I have a special feature on the month, and that's what's going on today for Manufacturing Day. But the whole month has a lot of different programs, and not only for employment, but also for getting the students, the young people who are looking for opportunities, a chance to do it. This morning, our first guest is Jeff Stabler, who is a setup tech. Jeff, that's what they have you listed as.
Yes, I am.
And now, first of all, welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you end up getting a job here at Tokas?
Ooh, about 7.5 years ago, I went to a temp service, and they placed me here, and I've been here ever since.
Now, when they said you were going to Tokas, did you ask them, so what do they do, or do you just come in here? And
I came in blind. Tell me, you know.
So what, when people ask you, hey, Jeff, what is it you do, or what goes on in this building, what do you tell them?
We make Vitamix blenders, and I say they're very, very expensive.
Those different, I've seen those, and that's a local company as well here.
Yes, it is.
In the area. So tell me a little bit about, as a setup tech, what's the requirements? You're getting up here early in the morning. What things do you have to do?
I'm here all night. I'm a night shifter.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I'm catching you at the end of your day.
That's correct.
All right.
That's good.
So what was going on overnight for you on a typical Thursday night?
I'm the guy that pulls and sets the molds that makes the product.
So you get the molds ready?
Yep, I put them, take the molds out of the presses, and I put the new molds in, and then it's set up. The process techs come behind me, and they start making the good parts, the quality parts.
So when you're, these molds, are they, explain how they fit in?
We have little molds. We have some molds weigh up to 10,000 pounds. It varies on presses, and it varies on what the product is going to be. It could be a little product. It could be a big product.
Now, every day, is it the same molds put in? Here's what we're doing today, and this is what you need to.
Well, yeah, I come in, and I have a list of things, what needs to be done. Some days are better than some. You're like, dang, got the big mold to put in today. And then you'd be like, dang, I got this little mold.
So how do you get this 1,000-pound mold in place?
We have a crane that picks it up, 10-ton crane, put it in.
In this building somewhere, there's a 10-ton crane.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
So tell me a little bit about what you really like about, you know, doing this, working this. What's the interesting part about
it? I'm a hands-on type of guy. And then, like I said, you come in every night, it's something different. So it ain't never the same thing.
Now, do you ever see any of these things you make, like, out on the shelves or somewhere else and think, hey, I had a hand in...
Yes, I have. I've seen Vitamix blenders in stores.
Uh-huh.
So that was pretty cool. Like, hey, I made that.
Oh, that's great. Well, we appreciate you coming, stopping by, a little, getting a little bit about it. What kind of background, before we let you go, you mentioned you had sort of through a temp agency like that. What kind of background did you have that it seemed that you were a good fit for this, or did you have a...
I've been in manufacturing since I was 18, 40 now, so, you know, I'm kind of used to it, right. Nothing new.
Well, you say nothing new. I would assume the way things were made 20-some years ago.
Times have really changed. From me being 18 and coming into Tokas and the things we have and the things we do, yes, things have changed.
What were some of the early things in your other previous jobs that you had? What kind of things were you doing? Was it more metal type of things?
No, it's been mostly plastics.
Okay.
Mostly plastics. You know, let me see. Made milk jugs before.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How's the job evolved? I'm just curious. I mean, coming in, you said you've been here for 7 years. You came in. What's changed with things? Has technology kind of improved how you do things?
Every year, Tokas is improving, so they make my job easier. Certain things are getting and certain tools that we're doing. And, I mean, you just got to go with the flow. Sometimes you got the good, sometimes you got the bad.
Now, for most of your day, are you sitting in one spot, or are you moving from one place to another? What kind of activities?
Oh, no, I'm constantly moving. moving and grooving.
Making sure everything makes. When you're putting together something and putting out these products, what's the rate of stuff that you're making? A lot of times, is it like a large quantity that's coming out, or is there a certain?
Depends on what the product is running. It depends. I mean, we run fittings. You know, those are pretty quick. And then we run top sales. Those are a little bit slower than fittings. I mean, it depends on what product is running. Some are fast, some are slow.
Okay. Now, you have the one where you say you set up all these. And there's who's the guy that comes behind you? You said?
They are the process techs.
Oh, okay. And what do they end up doing?
They end up making the parts that look good, quality parts.
The parts that, okay.
They make the parts, make sure they're nice and quality, and we can send them to our customers.
Okay, but you set it up so they know what
right.
parts.
Yes, or I set it up, and they go behind me, and they make the good parts.
All right.
They make the parts coming out the molds.
Right. A lot of computers involved with what you do?
Yes, there is. We got robots.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
You've got robots.
Yes, we do. We got robots that pick some runners up from the parts. Back in the day, you used to have to cut your part off the runners. Nowadays, Tokens is improving. It's a good place to work. A robot does that for you. Yes, it does.
Wow. Are you afraid this robot might be able to do your job someday?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
That's good.
Well, sometimes people get intimidated with new machines coming in, but there's always a person that either has to work on that machine because those robots sometimes don't, you know, need a little kick, I guess. Right?
Yes, they do. Sometimes they take falls, too. You know, you got to have the man to fix the robot.
Wow.
The robot can't fix a robot.
So you've got a shift that starts what time?
I start at 11:30.
All right.
Yes.
So you're almost done?
Yes, I have a half more hour to go.
Okay. And then
weekend, that's what
I was going to say.
That's right, yeah.
I was going to say, how do you spend the rest of the day, or how do you kind of, you know, you sleep then during the day, I guess, right?
Be honest, my mornings are my afternoons.
Okay.
I'm in bed at 1 o'clock.
All right. We know that sometimes with morning people.
Sure.
We hate the guy that mows his lawn like at 2 in the afternoon sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're getting to a nice sleep. And
they just don't get it.
They don't understand. Hey, yeah. Some of us are, when the sun's down, we're busy working. And when the sun's up, we kind of close the blinds and find our quiet space. Well, Jeff Stabler, we appreciate you stopping in. Where are you from, by the way?
I am from Elyria.
Okay, Very nice. Thanks for stopping in this morning and sharing a little bit of what you do here at Togas. We're going to find out more about some of the different things we're going to be talking